Context clues practice page. Read the paragraphs and use your context clues to figure out the meaning of the underlined nonsense words. Once upon a time, there was a man whose wife had died. This Flooner had a beautiful little girl, but he could not take care of her by himself. He married a woman who had two daughters. The mother treated the man's daughter like a dwillert, making her do all of the housework. Her own daughters, who were very zillery, just sat around all day and did nothing. They began to call the man's daughter Cinderella, because she was always dirty from cleaning the fireplace. One day, the king decided to throw a huge canby, or party. His son, the Wenzel, wanted to get married. The king and the Wenzel thought that a canby would be a great place to see all of the women in the land and choose a wife for the prince. Every woman in the land who was not married was invited to the canby. When the invitations came in the mail, the two mean daughters were thrilled. Then they saw that there was an invitation for Cinderella. Immediately, they joofed it up into small pieces and threw it in the trash. However, they could not keep the canby a secret for long, because they made Cinderella so beautiful ploils for them to wear. When she asked if she could go to the canby with them, they laughed and told her that dwillerts could not go to a canby with the Wenzel. The day of the canby came at last. The two sisters made Cinderella help them get ready. When they were finally gone, she ran out to the room. She knelt down among the beautiful flowers and vegetables and began to cry. She wanted so badly to go to the party, but she had nothing to wear and no way to get there. All of a sudden, a light appeared. It was so Trilla that Cinderella had to put her hand over her eyes. When she got used to the light, she saw that there was a kind old lady standing there. The lady said, "Don't be afraid, Cinderella. I'm your fairy godmother. I am going to help you go to the party." The fairy godmother waved her magic wand. All of a sudden, a nearby pumpkin was turned into a fabulous carriage. She turned mice into horses and rats into coachmen. Finally, she turned Cinderella's filthy rags into a beautiful plume. As Cinderella drove off, the fairy godmother shouted, "You must leave by midnight or the spell will be broken." At the ball, Cinderella charmed the Wenzel with her beauty and sweetness. He fell in love with her immediately. They danced every dance and ate gloopy together. Cinderella lost track of time. All of a sudden, she looked up and saw that it was almost midnight. The spell would soon be broken. She norfed towards the door. The prince norfed after her, but she would not stop. As she norfed, she lost one of her glass slippers. She did not have time to stop, so she just took off her other shoe and ran straight to the carriage. She hopped in and hurried home. The next morning, the Wenzel was desperate to find the beautiful lady. He sent out his servants to find the woman whose shoe fit the glass slipper. When the messenger came to Cinderella's house, the two stepsisters tried to squeeze their quines into the slipper, but of course it did not fit them. Just as the messenger was about to leave, Cinderella came down the stairs and told him that she would like to try on the slipper. She sat down and her quine slipped right into the slipper. Then she pulled the other slipper out of her pocket. The messenger was overjoyed that he had found the lovely lady for the Wenzel and took her back to the palace. Soon, Cinderella and the prince were married, and they lived happily ever after.